1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
The Ayatollah Khamenei has told Iranian troops massed on the border with Iraq that today could be an epic one in the war between the two countries. The Ayatollah's comments follow months of speculation that Iranian forces are planning a huge invasion of Iraqi territory, aimed at capturing the oil port of Basra and eventually the capital Baghdad. Some intelligence reports say there are as many as 500,000 Iranian troops waiting to invade, and they point out that today is the anniversary of uprisings against the Shah, and this could be thought a good omen for a final assault. The Iraqis have warned that if attacked, they'll respond by destroying Iran's main oil terminal at Karg Island. Iran says if that happens, they'll close the whole Gulf. Britain's Chancellor, Nigel Lawson, says the result of such an oil cut-off would be serious, but not a disaster.
If there were an interruption of oil supply to the West, it would be uncomfortable, not nearly as serious as it's been in the past, but it would be uncomfortable. But I don't think there's any real sign of that being likely at the present time, and there's certainly no sign either of the superpowers wishing to be drawn into it. So I think it is possible to take too alarmist a view of what's happening in the Gulf.
President Reagan today has lunch with the Queen at Buckingham Palace and later meets Mrs. Thatcher for talks. They'll be discussing, among other things, East-West relations, the Gulf War, and the forthcoming economic summit. Post office management and union leaders meet again in just over 2 hours to try to reach agreement over the postal workers' 5.2% pay claim. Unofficial industrial action by staff has already led to sporadic disruption of mail deliveries around the country. Alan Tuffin, the General Secretary of the Communication Workers Union, says he's not optimistic that the management will increase their 4.5% offer.
I've pressed them extremely hard on the 4.5% offer. I really have said that that is not enough and they've got to find some more money. Now, against that background, my executive meet at 10:30, and as things stand at the moment, my executive have only in front of them proposals from me for industrial action to press home the pay claim.
The only two miners working in Yorkshire had to have police protection when they arrived at the Houghton Main Colliery near Barnsley. Winders Bob Coppin and Tony Robson were surrounded by 150 pickets as workmen soared through the gates, which had been stuck fast with metallic glue. The local union president, Roy Vaughan, says pickets will stay on duty round the clock.
They've gone against everything that this union stands for. They've no intention at all of upholding union principles. And as far as I'm concerned, I can't see anybody, in fact I know for a fact, that nobody at this pit will work with them when and if there's a resumption of work. I can assure you of that.
So really, they're making the situation worse for themselves, you're saying?
They're certainly exacerbating the situation, yes.
Every morning this a similar scene may happen.
Well, as long as they're coming, we shall provide a picket for them to stop them, or to try and stop them.
Independent Radio News.
And a weather check for Shropshire, or even South Shropshire. Cloudy at first, with outbreaks of rain, heavy at times. Top temperature today, 16 degrees centigrade. Winds light to moderate. By the afternoon, though, the weathermen tell us it will become brighter with fewer showers. That's your weather together, and the news on Sunshine at 4 minutes past eight.
We'll be right back.
Christmas imagination and the state of love. I've had Rosie back on the dog again today at 6 minutes past eight. She thinks I'm out of my box. She says, why is it, James, you're playing records with the word love in them for the last half hour? Well, Rosie, I haven't really thought about that. But she says she's enjoying the music anyway. So, Rosie, big kisses for you. And what can we say about your husband? He's well built, isn't he? He's a big boy. 7 minutes after 8 here.
Arlington House. Address, no fixed limo.
Madness and One Better Day. There's a lot of good music around at the moment. It's 8:10 here on Sunshine, and if you listen to a lot of songs, you'll hear the word sunshine crop up so many times. And I thought it'd be quite interesting to ask you not to ring, please, because the phones are out at the moment. Please, if you'd like to write in with as many song titles with the word sunshine in, like Sunshine Day and Tuesday Sunshine and stuff like that, and it goes on and on and on. Let's see how many we can get in here with the word sunshine. in. So if you drop your answers in a letter, okay, it's Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet in Ludlow, near Ludlow rather, not near Tenbury. So once again, it's Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet near Ludlow. And let's see, we'll allow a week, I think. We'd better give you about a week to sort this one out so you can start looking through your books and bits and pieces. I'm looking for as many, many song titles with the word sunshine in. Okay, it's not a ring-up thing because the phones are out of them. You're driving me scatty this morning. Anyway, good morning. It's 11 minutes now. 11 minutes after 8.
Hey, Mum, what does scatty mean?
Sunshine Radio.
Body language by Interprint. An important announcement to all clubs, pubs, firms and schools from Interprint of Craven Arms, the specialist personalised printers of t-shirts, sweatshirts and sport shirts. Their prices are totally inclusive with no extra charges for artwork, screen or delivery. A free design service is also offered and the minimum order for shirts is only 12. So no matter how big or small you are, we can cater for your needs. Interprint offer a range of other personalised items. Car stickers, sew-on and metal lapel badges, ties, hats, aprons, tea towels and tote bags. A complete personalised package. A factory shop is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, where t-shirts, sweatshirts and a range of leisure wear, including jog suits, can be purchased at discount prices. Some examples, t-shirts from 75 pence, sweatshirts from £2.50 and hooded tops from £4. So when you want to put it into print, contact Interprint. For free colour brochures, send to Interprint, Department Sunshine, Dale Street, Craven Arms, or telephone Craven Arms 2703.
Hemmings of Church Street, Bishop's Castle, for all your motoring needs and more. Hemmings sell petrol 7 days a week. And in the forecourt shop, you'll find things like patio sets, barbecues and gardening requirements, in addition to a full range of spares to suit most cars. How about a brand new tyre for only £15.50? Hemmings always have a full range of tyres in stock to suit most cars. So remember, for petrol, spare parts for your car, gardening requirements or leisure goods, think of Hemmings in Church Street, Bishop's Castle. Telephone 638 707 and they're open 7 days a week.
Hawes TV services of Ludlow and Tenbury Wells for the cheapest television and video rental in the area. Just listen to these examples. New 20-inch non-remote colour televisions from £7.65 per month, whilst 22-inch models start at just £8 a month. And if you want to record your favourite programme or see a good film, our video prices are unbeatable. Betamax videos start at £12.75 a month, or a VHS recorder for only £15 per month. Video rental at Hawes also gives free membership to their video library with 800 Betamax titles and 200 VHS available from 50 pence a day. Beat that. Hawes TV services at 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells 810095 or Ludlow 4550. For incredible TV and video rental, you just can't beat Hawes.
Sunshine Radio. 15 minutes past 8 on Sunshine, and Andy's been on the phone here, and he wants something heavy, hot and nasty, he says, please, Harding, for Phil, Brian, C-Fax, Dog's Body, and Smut. Some strange people out there in Worcestershire. That's Andy from, where is he living now? Just outside of Worcester, he called me from, anyway. I think he was. I think he was having me on. It was a phone box job, you know. Andy wants something hot, nasty and heavy from Sunshine. Well, our business is to do just that. Here's the first one for you. Let's see if this one's heavy and hot and nasty for you. It's Andy Scott and Cougar Rants. Cougar Rants. Rivets to you, sir.
Getting my hands on a great big stack of cruise around.
Andy, I hope that that's certainly heavy enough for you. That's somebody by the name of Scott, Andy Scott. And that one's called Cougar Ann's. Thought I'd give you two in a row for your cheek this morning, and especially another check for you, Phil, Brian and Cephas. A new band there called Idle Flowers, and it's one of those records that we get in the post quite a lot, these promotional copies, and we're asked to play them, give them various airings. So that's Idle Flowers, and that one's called All I Want Is You. And let's see, it's nothing really special on the back. Wasn't a bad record, was it? Not a bad record. It's 22 minutes now, 22 minutes after 8. May I remind you that Steve Scott is here at 8:30 until 10:30. And then Colin James between 10:30 and 2:30 this afternoon, looking after you, and you, of course. And at 2:30 till 6 tonight, it's Mike Willis with his own thing. And it's Phone a Favourite between 5 and 6 tonight. And between 6 and 10, it's Delroy, the man with the music. And that's your programmes, that's the lineup on Sunshine for tonight. In Steve's programme, between 9:30 and 10:30, he'll be doing the Superstore, so if your housewives or if you've got anything to sell. There's no price limit on this station, okay, so there's no price limit. The only thing we say is please, no pets. So if you've got anything to sell, you can give Steve a call between 9:30 and 10:30 this morning, and he'll do his best to help you out there. If you're unemployed, well, Colin James has got the answer for you, because he's going through the job search section between 10:30 and 12 o'clock today. And that's about it, really, I suppose. I've been looking around here, and I thought to myself, I could really do with a cup of tea. And I thought, and I looked, and I thought, and I steady on, Harding, I thought, because this morning when I got out of bed, I made myself a flask. And I just remembered where I put it, and I just found it. So it's tea time, bad time as well. Something nice and soft for you. Cotton wool.
Must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face.
Isn't that lovely? That's Lee Greenwood, and You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings. It's a funny place to have wind. 27 minutes now, 27 minutes past 8. Well, that's it from me to you. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Hope that you can join me then. If you're going out today, do what you do, only do it right, because you'll only have to put it right tomorrow if you don't do it right today. And do unto others as they will have already done unto you. And don't pay any money. That's the best thing, and get everything you can. Okay, enjoy yourself. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Steve Scott, up next. Bye-bye.
Looking around for the warmth of a light. There was fire. Auto Breakers, Mitre Yard, Corp Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4669. If you're looking for second-hand parts for your car or light commercial, contact the Auto Breakers in Ludlow. Whether you want an engine or a light bulb, Ludlow Auto Breakers of Mitre Yard, Corp Street have a huge selection of parts for most cars and light commercials. If the part you want isn't on the shelf, we'll take it off the vehicle for you. And that's what we call good service. Or, if you buy tyres from us, we'll even fit them for you free of charge. Good service again from Ludlow Auto Breakers. We give top prices for MOT failures and write-offs and offer a free collection as part of our excellent service. Whatever your need for your car or light commercial, call Horace or John on Ludlow 4669 7 days a week. That's Ludlow Auto Breakers, Mitre Yard, opposite the Bridge Inn, open 7 days a week.
Are you planning to buy a shed?